This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:07. It's hump day. It's a beautiful day outside. Hopefully where you are, you're getting a clearer day than we have had. Yesterday was actually felt like decently breathable air, and today looks even better. So, Our heart goes out to people who are struggling with the smoke and obviously people who have been displaced or lost anything in a fire. But I feel no guilt about feeling great about being able to take deep breaths outside today. So
much nicer today for sure. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Well, our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. And this is some of the stuff you had to say. 510 says, we call them disposable clothes, like Uniqlo, where you wear them a couple times and toss them.
It's terrible because there shouldn't be disposable clothes. I mean, it's actually sort of horrific. It's a waste of money. But sometimes you just need something. Just let me get that frilly. Let's put that on.
Yeah, there's text to that note as well, but I'll get to those. Leggings, sure. Yoga pants from Costco is what I'm wearing every day in this pandemic, and I get them from Costco super cheap. Good for them. Aligns are the best. That's that Lululemon pant. Do not size up. They're super stretchy. Sarah, get an 8, says 925.
Oh, dear God. No, I bought 12s. Then they'll fit me perfectly.
You already did it?
Yeah, I just bought 2 pairs. Wow. I bought a short loose crop, which looks really cute. And then I bought some full length ones with a really high waist. I'm very excited. They practically go up to your boobs. Oh, I can't wait.
How could that be comfortable?
It just looks so comfy. I don't know. Maybe fold it down. I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Woo. All right.
My girlfriend, Furry, she just texted. She goes, get them. She goes, get the high waisted ones. I lived in them. She puts them on and she doesn't take them off for 48 hours. I'm like, that is my kind of pants.
What?
Sounds great. That's what she wrote.
You don't take them off for 48 hours.
Let me see what she said. High-waisted and so soft, I sometimes wear 48 hours straight.
I know you've often called that area self-cleaning, but the other side isn't. You need to change and shower every day. What are you talking about?
I don't shower every day.
What?
Lots of people don't shower every day.
All right.
That's not a thing.
Ugh, okay.
Just because yours is stinky doesn't mean mine is.
Oh, right. Right. Okay.
That's
it's me.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously.
Uh-huh. No, I just said it's me.
I agree. 100%.
510 says, ugh, I got a call and missed the answer. What's the silent letter?
Oh,
wait,
what was
the
it
end
again?
Of the text.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm telling them. I don't want to make them wait. You want to tell them?
No,
it's a V.
I just told you
it's
I don't
a V.
want to tell him.
It's
okay.
A V. It's a V. I really wish we could have talked more about that. That is my kind of story right there. Like, let's take every letter and find a place where it's not said.
408 says, I care, Sarah. Disposable clothes waste so much of our Earth's resources. It makes me sad. And the next one is 530. We should probably care about fast fashion as it's one of the industries absolutely killing our planet and quickly.
Yeah, I agree. I feel bad about it.
707 says, Sarah, do you ever play Wordscapes on your phone? It's so fun and addicting.
Yes, I played it and finished it. Like, they weren't giving me any new things. I was like, oh, I guess that's
Jesus that. Christ, you finished it?
Well, I had to crush my brother. We were playing against each other, and so I crushed it. It's fun. It's a good one.
How is your brother?
Fine. He seems fine. They're recovered. They're better. And
is he already at the fishing hole, or is that an?
Oh yeah, no, he's fished since the yeah. Actually, they.
No, I mean this morning. Is he already fishing this morning, or
they went on a fishing trip that was supposed to? John's birthday is tomorrow, and they were supposed to leave, I think, today for their yearly fishing trip. That a few of the guys were like, "Hey, it's a pandemic. We're not going to go." And the other guys are like, well, we're going. So some of them went.
And your bro went?
Of course he went. He had the COVID. He recovered from it. He can't get it again. What does he care?
Oh, he thinks he can't get it again. I've heard that's not the case, but okay.
Yeah, I've heard that there's only one documented case. That's, you know, what's going around the family. He can go. He can go. I'm like, all right. Because if he catches it again, if he's the second documented case, it might not go so well for him. But you know what, John? You do you.
Right.
My John's staying here.
707 says, I miss my cubicle, my coworkers, my routine, and my commute. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And maybe this was, you know, really neat for a minute, but then you start to go, oh, there's other things, other problems with staying home 24/7.
I like it. It's like right up my alley. I just love being home.
Yeah, I don't think that you're the only one, but I do think that you are, I can't say I know what the numbers look like. I definitely am not stoked on the being trapped in the house, not getting to go outside, having to think about everything I do. Can I do this? What do I need? It just sucks.
Yeah, no, there's definitely pain in the ass attached to it, but I freaking love rolling out of bed, sitting here. I mean, it's just so relaxing. I sit and read things and organize them into neat little, like, I'll tell you, if I do go back into the studio, like, I think January 1st, they said, is the next possible date we're going to head back to the studio. If we go back then, I'm changing my whole, I'm going to have to get a supercomputer that's going to, I don't need paper. It's so awesome. I can cut and paste and make my notes and it's freaking, I've never been more organized.
Good for you.
I love it.
510 says, McDonald's saying we ran out of supplies. Maybe they have swampland in Florida to sell us too. Sounds like an advertising ploy to get people to sign up for the app so McDonald's can bombard customers at the same time they sell customer info to other companies so those companies can also bombard customers too.
Damn it, foiled again. I totally bought it.
You may have just come up with what's going on there. Well done, 510. Yeah.
Thank you for turning us on to that actual probable information. That is probably 100% true. And I'm all, we're out of onions. I'm such a dip thing.
What? This nude workout gear is straight from the Seinfeld episode where Joey's girlfriend would walk in public with just a bra and Kramer crashed his car because he did the head jerk.
Oh.
Joey?
I don't remember that one. It seems like they have friends in Seinfeld mixed up, but okay. Was there a Joey on the show? I don't really...
I can't think of...
There was a friend named Joey. Wasn't there like a Joey Cacciatore or something?
I don't know.
Travattini? Something?
No. Panty Ho? You just killed me, Vinny. I don't know. I was trying to think. If you're talking about one, I guess it's still a pantyhose.
It's hose. It's not like plural. It's a pair of pantyhose.
So there's no pantyhoe.
Oh, there is now. There is for sure. Right. I am a pantyhoe. I'm just going to claim that. I can't claim that. I'm not a pantyhoe. I like big, fat granny panties and... I guess you have to wear little frilly things. Nicole's probably closer to a pantyhose than I am. She's a young girl. You wear thongs?
Yeah, I do.
Oh. I wonder if she's lying.
No, I'm not. I actually just bought some. There was a sale for like 10 for 35. So
10 of them for 35 bucks?
Yeah.
Right.
$3.50 a pair?
Mm-hmm. Is that too much?
No.
I don't know your reaction.
It's like, holy crap. Like, you never see panties for that cheap.
Yeah.
They're like 25 bucks a pair now.
They're just strings. There's hardly any stuff there.
Well,
it wasn't just
but still.
It wasn't just that.
Forever
it was like,
21.
No, it was Aerie.
Are they single use? Does your body absorb them? $3.50 a pop.
I don't know. It was at an outlet, so.
Do you go for like lacy ones or just like straight string?
Whatever is in the bin.
Oh, you're okay. Where'd you get them?
Aerie. It's American Eagle's like version of Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
Yeah.
Learn something new today. So it's like a mall store.
Yeah.
All right.
And you went to the mall.
No, I went to an outlet mall to pick up some things, and then my sister.
Yeah, that's
and
still
I,
a mall.
Well,
that you went.
There's
to a
somebody
mall.
There.
So. Oh, that's good.
But only because only outs, since they're considered outside, they can be open.
Oh, because outside. They're not an enclosed yeah. mall. You walk from store to store.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And
they
I really
make you
needed
wear a mask. I hope.
Yeah, and I bought a mask there that I really like actually. So
right. Was it like lacy with just one string that goes under your nose? And
no, I actually have it. It's over there.
Sure, it wasn't a thong.
No, I know. No, let me regret it.
Wasn't some guy wearing like a pair of panties, and he put the leg straps around his ears?
Yes.
And he had it like as a that's a what
very
a
nice.
Lovely mask yeah. that is. That is just
very well done.
Delightful.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is thick. I'll buy that.
Hot.
Yeah.
All right. 510 says, OMG, Sarah, you think Madonna still looks good? Her face is all puffy and frozen from fillers and Botox. She looks like a wax figure. Wish
yeah,
she just
I
let herself age more naturally.
Well, then if she, like she says, if she did, then people would say, damn, she looks old. She should get some stuff done. Yeah, there's no winning for these famous people. Poor things. God, her poor celebrities. Mm.
First time I ever saw Madonna was her Borderline video, and I immediately thought she was gorgeous. Was also surprised she wasn't a black woman.
Oh, really? I don't think she sounds like a black woman at all. I don't think she's a great singer. I think that she's, you know, a smart person who, you know, knew how to put the whole thing together. But, you know, she's not someone I hold up as like an iconic singer.
Regarding Bret Michaels, yeah, we all get old, but we all don't, but we don't all get basic? What?
I don't know what that means. Could be something. Do the kids know? By the kids, I mean
Travis
Nicole.
Scott would get millions of people to vote. Millions. All right.
What about that?
I don't know.
Is that what's written in ketchup on the inside of the bun?
I think he's maybe. I think they're just saying since he was able to have everybody go buy his McDonald's meal, he can have people go vote.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's an influencer.
Yeah.
Got
you it. Know, I was looking at Instagram this morning, and Matt Nathanson put up a post. On the back side of the tag in his Patagonia shirt or whatever, it said, vote the a-holes out. It was stitched onto the back of the thing. And he's like, I am going out and buying more Patagonia right now.
Patagonia is a company.
That was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I don't love everything they make, but I do love that they're a company that they hold themselves accountable, and it's hard to hold yourself accountable in any business, even as a solo individual. I hold my tongue sometimes because I realize I could talk about plastic, but I got plastic all around me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's hard to step out on that limb when you know someone's looking to call you out on it. So, and Patagonia does. They actually work really hard to use recycled fibers, and on all their tags they say reuse this, sew it, fix it, don't throw it away, fix it. Oh, look at that. Yep, there's the tag.
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, she's showing it. It's on the screen there.
Yeah,
or
I don't
Bryn's
have
showing
a,
it. Sorry,
my iPad just died a slow death.
Ghetto. Oh, look at you. Yeah,
I think it's mad because I called it an antique this morning.
All right.
Oh, you recently actually talked about... I think I'm back in. Sorry.
You recently talked about Fenders and rising guitar sales. LAUSD has a free after-school program in partnership with Fender during the pandemic. My friend's son got a spot. They received a Fender and thought it was a rental, but he gets to keep it, and he got an amp, too.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. I know our friend who owns a music store says they've been doing great. Like a lot of people are shopping for instruments right now, and it's great news. Hopefully music sees, you know, in 10 years from now, we'll see a music revolution.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I would
nice.
Love to see it.
Yeah. Well, and look, it's a great, people are looking for things. You're bored in the house and you're in the house bored. Spend a few hours on a guitar or any musical instrument. Add something to your repertoire.
925 says, I sincerely love both of you guys, but the fact that this is even an issue for you, let alone you would prefer your guests do not have sex in your house, is just plain weird. I mean, I expect it always they will be respectful, do not leave dirty dishes in the sink or crap on the floor, etc. But I would no sooner tell them not to have sex than I would tell them not to eat or use the bathroom while they're in my house.
Yeah, we didn't tell them that. We didn't. I said, I hope you don't, but if you do, be quiet and be neat about it. But I certainly would never say anything to someone like, you know, you can't have sex here.
Yeah, I you know, but that's okay. My 13-year-old told me last night that J.K. Rowling is transphobic, so I should not start reading her crime novels. Have you guys heard this about her?
Look, what she said was not great. She said, basically, if I say that you're a woman, you've undermined women's journey to get to where we are. It wasn't super clear exactly what she was saying. It wasn't that she's anti-trans. It was that she had this weird notion that it was undermining her own value as a woman or something. I wouldn't call her transphobic. As I read her stuff, I'm like, okay, I can kind of see your point that you're making for you. I can understand why you might think that, but don't. Because honestly, I could 100% see why trans women were like, F you, bitch. I think you have to separate art from the artist. That's what it comes down to. Do I like what she had to say? Not really. And do I love Harry Potter and the Robert Galbraith books? I love them. And I will continue to read anything that that woman writes. And I hope that affects, I hope it really screws up her journey as a woman.
So a long running joke in my family is that my parents had sex on the living room floor at my best friend's parents' house, super drunk after the grandfather's funeral. And lo and behold, my youngest brother was a result. I was 17 at the time.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Right there on the floor in the open view. Sheesh.
At a funeral.
Goodness.
Nice. That is. Those people are hot for each other. That's good news.
Vinny, if a third of people disapprove of guests doing it, then two-thirds are okay with it. Look, I'm okay with it, too. I do believe that it's fine. I just, if I could, in my head, this isn't a conversation I'd have with my brother or other guests who've come over. I would never say this out loud except into this microphone for the purpose of our show.
But I'd never say it out loud, though, but here we go.
Right, but it has crossed my mind that, yes, I'd prefer that if you're going to sleep in my bed, that I would not want you to bone. But that's, yeah, of course you can. I don't have cameras in the room. I'm not going to fine you.
Oh, you should put cameras in the room. That was
not going to throw the bed out now that you've done that to it. I may never sleep in it again, but that's my own problem.
Hopefully that wasn't your bed anyway, right? Don't you have another bed to sleep in?
Garmin watches have already been tracking more health data than Apple. They already do blood, O2, etc. I'm waiting for Apple to last more than a day like Garmin does. Oh, boy. Sheesh.
That's someone who works at Garmin. We're so sorry that they're putting you out of business.
Did Scott Budman start as the weather guy in the Bay Area? Well, no, he started as a radio guy, it sounds like. But that was only me asking questions to fill the dead space while we waited for him to get his equipment to work. Yeah. I not that I'm not fascinated with his, you know, career arc. But I hadn't planned to ask that. That was just, what do we do
it
now?
It was filler. Uh-oh. We were just, you know, it was either that or just sit and wait patiently, silently, while, you know, between Bryn and Scott, they figured out what the hell was going on.
Dancing with the Stars went down the reality show tubes because it spent more time showing the crying and drama than it did the dancing. I was a huge fan in the beginning. Can't stand it now. Tom was great. I blame the producers.
Well, everything good gets ruined, doesn't it? That's the way of the world. Thank you.
Notice that Carol never denied the family's claim. She did weirdly and awkwardly answer, in my opinion, this is Carol Baskin, who I already don't like, so maybe I'm just negative towards her, but I felt like, you know, she could have addressed that differently. While she made the cats her most important part of that, she could have easily said, look, like them, I lost my husband and they lost their parent, their dad. We're all grieving from this. I understand that they want to blame me because I was closest to him at the time.
And inherited all the money, by the way.
Well, there's that too. But, you know, instead of putting that out there the way she could have, she just completely glossed over the fact that
her
husband's
care what
they dead
say.
And it's their dad.
Oh, my crazy cats and kittens.
Right.
Oh, man, you got to, if you can, take a minute and watch some of that because, man, she's doing this whole thing as they start up the Eye of the Tiger. And she's all, like clawing at the at the camera. It is so.
I literally cringed when it's cringy. God.
She is just awful. You got to watch it while she's still on the show. Oh, God, I hope she stays on. I might actually have to watch it.
I hope
it.
Not, because I feel like it's just going to be more cat dances. She's probably going to, if she stays on, I wouldn't be surprised if she did a dance from Cats the Musical.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, how many cat songs are there? There's some good cat songs that are like euphemisms for that one place.
Look at this, Vinny.
Look at this. So there's like her dance partner's in the cage with the stuffed tigers, and he's broken out, and now they're going to dance, and she's wearing like a muumuu. You know how usually they wear really revealing outfits? Not
right,
Carol.
Well,
oh, boy.
I mean,
but she does that face
she's
throughout the entire dance. Oh, they're about to do again.
All right. They got to get in close on her face.
I don't need to see
She's like mouth open, maniacal smile on her face. Oh, boy.
She had the lowest score on the show.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she's got a serious face on now.
Yuck.
How old is she?
All of this is yuck.
You mean by yuck?
She's
mean?
In her 50s.
Can't be in her 50s.
God, no.
Oh, there it is. She throws. I think her
she's
arm is
her
attached to her mouth. It she yanks her understand. Yanks her mouth open.
Sarah's got it. That's a new dance.
She looks real happy, though. That's good.
Yeah, a lot of people wrote, you know what, I don't have time to read all this, and I wish I should have jumped ahead to this, but a lot of people wrote in about Dax Shepard, Kristen
Bell.
Bell.
And the O'Douls.
Yeah. A lot of people wrote in about it, but again, that's their family and their kids, and they get to do what they want.
People on both sides, like, that's ridiculous, she shouldn't do that, and also, like, who cares what she does?
The fact that Dax is an alcoholic actually makes it weirder for me that those kids are already getting the taste of beer, even non-alcoholic. It's, but you're right. Not my kids. Yeah. That's something that I absolutely am aware of, that, it's genetic alcoholism. And so it's certainly, you know, and maybe he doesn't believe that. So maybe he feels like, no, that's not something I believe. It's highly personal. Everyone's decision and how they're, what they call sober, what they decide to do, what brought them to that point. I definitely do not drink O'Douls. That is not something I'd be doing. So, no. But that's me.
Yeah.
So he can drink it and also feed it to his kids.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I know a sober guy who drinks, he doesn't drink, he drinks like Michelob beer free or some like Heineken beer free. Like
a lot of people with exclamation marks are writing, O'Douls has alcohol in it. So it's, and I believe that that's the case.
It's like 0.05%.
Yeah, it's not enough to get you ripped, but certainly enough to give you that, wake up that sleeping addiction that you've got inside you.
It does seem
anyway,
like any amount would be too much.
Way out of time, so I got to go.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Vinny, you were hilarious today. What a crazy, great selection of news stories and an appearance from Scott Budman. Wow.
Scott Budman was, in fact, excellent. I did enjoy that. Thank you so much. And great job out of you today, too.
Thank you. My work continues. We're going to go do the Johnny Pod, Brent and I. I couldn't be more excited. Johnny comes. It's like I catch a glimpse of him out the window. Oh, it's Johnny. Oh, Johnny's here.
That's great.
We'll talk about skiing and all kinds of fun stuff. And then we'll check you back here tomorrow. What are you doing today?
Today, well, I'm going to walk out of here and go take care of my youngest child for a couple hours. And then maybe I'll get a run in today, depending on the weather. I'm going to look outside and see how the air is. I really could use some exercise.
Yeah, it looks clear. Ooh, but it can look clear and not be clear. So check that purpleair.com. It's actually, you just click on the map. It's pretty helpful.
Is that an app or a website?
It's just a website. App too. But yeah, the website is great. And it shows, and you can see, like, there's places where there's pockets of bad air up in valleys and, you know, obviously as you go further north.
Look at Oregon. That. This is the first time I've... All right.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, except cookies. Yeah, go ahead. Cookie me.
Sure.
I love cookies.
Cookies. Oh, my
God. We're zooming in. Looking pretty good. Much better.
Yeah. What are the numbers at your house?
It looks like I see a green 4.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, that's,
that is great. That is clean
air. But then right on the other side of the freeway, though, is an 87.
Oh, which is still not as bad as it has been.
No, you're right. We've been in the hundreds and 200s, and I've even heard 400s in some spots, right?
It's just thick. Well, wherever you are and whatever you do today, take deep breaths if the air is good in your area. Your lungs will thank you for it. And we'll check you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.